Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready for tonight's amazing bedtime story? That's great, because tonight I'll be telling you a wonderful bedtime story, a story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is called Suraka bin Malik meets the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam again. Now this one's a very interesting story, so listen carefully. Many years had passed since the migration to Medina, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was now returning to Mecca. People crowded to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Ansar had to stop them from surrounding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suraka bin Malik was in the crowd. He wanted to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again. He remembered how he had chased the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam across the desert. This had happened when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were migrating from Mecca. The Quraysh offered a reward for bringing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam back. Suraka was very keen. He wanted to get the reward, which was 100 camels. 100 camels. Wow! Boys and girls, have you ever seen 100 camels? I haven't. That's a lot. So he chased the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he caught up with him in the desert. But when he was near the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his horse stumbled. Suraka found himself on the ground. He got back onto the horse and yelled to the horse to run fast. But the horse stumbled again. This happened 3 times. 3 times, boys and girls. By then, Suraka knew. Allah is protecting the Prophet. Nothing can harm him. He cried to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, "I will not harm you. Just write a letter for me. I want a sign of having met the Prophet." Now, many years later, the Ansar would not let him near the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He shouted, "This is Suraka bin Malik," and he held up his letter signed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He held it above his head. All could see it. Everyone could see it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him too. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called out, "Let him through. Today is the day of repayment and goodness." Suraka approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was overwhelmed. He was so happy, and he accepted Islam there and then. Then Suraka remembered something he wanted to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Stray camels used to come to my water tank. I kept it full of water for my camels, but I let the stray camels drink from there too. Shall I get a reward for having let them have water?" "Yes," replied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "There is a reward for watering every thirsty creature." Wow, what an amazing story. Don't you just love these stories? Well, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But remember, before we do that, we have to do what? That's right, two things. First thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. Let's say it together. We always do, so let's say it together again. Thank you, Allah. Now, to thank Allah and praise Allah in beautiful Arabic, we say, Alhamdulillah. That's correct. Are you ready? Let's say it together one more time. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. MashaAllah. Now, the second thing we have to do is, that's right, we have to pray the bedtime dua. This is very important. Now, let's pray it together. Allahumma. Bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good, mashallah. Again, you've been wonderful listeners. Remember, when you go to bed, you've also got to pray the kalima. Make sure you pray that with your mummy and daddy. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. Also, because of this Isha Salah time change, Tuesday's and Friday's bedtime story will be at 7:30. So just like today, don't forget and tune in. Now, I'm going to come back again on Tuesday at 7:30 for another amazing bedtime story. You make sure you're ready. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.